Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the world top headline on the UK Daily Mail, but we've been saying it for a very long time. It's old news here on this show. Is Europe kaput? Done. Finished. Trump administration's 2025 national security strategy dropped last week, and it's making its way around. Normally, these documents are pretty boring, especially as it regards Europe, right? A lot interesting going on there, like, say, compared to the Middle East. Not this one. The security strategy actually questioned whether there remain shared values in a transatlantic partnership. Good. We need to have this conversation. And the diagnosis is brutal and accurate. Refers to the real and stark prospect of civilizational erasure in Europe that threatens to make the continent unrecognizable in 20 years or less. This is a major national security threat to the West. And Washington's message is simple, according to the Brussels Signal. Washington's message is simple. America will help defend a Europe that believes in itself, but not a civilizational hospice.
Civilizational hospice.
Yes, on life support.
Interesting.
Europe is suffering a loss of national identities and self-confidence, Team Trump writes in this assessment. Migration policies are transforming the continent, creating strife. Have you been reading lately about German like Christmas festivals?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
huge in Germany, and
yes.
they're magical.
Under attack.
Yeah, they can't have them anymore.
Yeah.
Because the Muslim immigrants will kill you.
Yeah.
They've had to, because the Christmas offends them. They don't want to see it. They
right.
want it erased.
Right.
And they've had to put up big, huge bollards because every year, like clockwork, some Islamist terrorists get in a truck and plow through
yeah.
people
mm-hmm.
and kill them.
Right.
Now they can't do it without the bollards and the military dispatched on the streets to keep shoppers safe from attack. And you should see some of the video. Go on X and see it right now that's coming out of these German Christmas festivals. There's some in the UK, but most of them are in Germany. And it's literally Palestinian activists screaming slogans and insults and threats from behind the line as people try to just do some Christmas shopping and get into the season.
So much for peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. Where do I go to get that video again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, X, yeah. where people are like, wow, this is the end of Western civilization. It is. It is the end of Western civilization. And they don't want that said on X, so they are finding Elon Musk. Because he will not let them censor him for now. This is the, or at least it was earlier this morning, headline article in the UK. US versus EU, how Trump is gunning for Europe's woke policies, mass migration, and liberal leaders. And to Trump's credit, it says we are going to have civilizational erasure in the West, in Europe, due to decades of decline and the practice of censorship and mass migration that will render the continent unrecognizable in 20 years or less. The Kremlin is praising the report. They say they agree. And, you know, some of what I just, the irony there, okay, some of what I just described there would never be tolerated in Russia. No. You think that they would let their Christmas festivals be attacked by Islamists?
No.
Oh, you and your entire family will disappear. Good luck. No, that is literally their national policy. You do a terror attack, you're not the only one who disappears. So does your family. Which is why they don't have those there much. Mm-hmm. Not saying Europe is better or worse, but what I am saying is, I can't tell Russia from Europe. I can't tell the difference. There really is no difference, honestly. I mean, when you're looking at what just happened in the UK, they just suspended elections in four districts for mayor till 2020, just decided they weren't going to have them. You try to talk about it online, your account gets banned. They may knock on your door. In Germany, you will get a knock in the middle of the night at your door. And that, by the way, the speech police come at night now. That's why I say night. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Literally, they come at night. And it's a national policy both in UK and Germany now because they want to get people in their sleep because, you know, they're more disoriented when they come. Like, wait, you're what? Why are the police in my living room? Well, because you criticize the German politician who's left wing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Okay, so if I criticize a right-wing politician, that'll be okay? Yes, as long as it's one of the parties we've banned that you can't speak of. So just don't speak of the party and yes, criticize them though. This is Europe, Lee. Mm-hmm. This is not West. These aren't Western values. I don't know what this is.
Well, they're getting some pushback, the citizens. But see, that's, and as you're pointing out, that's why you're getting this pushback on X and you know, that type of information, because that's where the criticism lies.
This is interesting. I just want to read this quote. It's from Norbert Röttgen, a member of the German Bundestag, like their legislature. And it's in the UK Daily Mail. And he's criticizing us, okay? For the first time since the end of the Second World War, the U.S. is no longer standing by the Europeans. If this strategy were to succeed, the EU would no longer exist. What we cannot accept is a threat to, listen to this, interfere in European politics.
Oh, please.
European Council President Antonio Costa told a conference in Brussels, the U.S. cannot replace Europe in what its vision is of freedom of expression. We are interfering in their politics?
Yeah.
They literally just fined Elon Musk because he won't turn the data over to them that they need in order to fine him again for not letting them censor us.
And what he is calling freedom of information is censorship.
Yes.
I mean, and that's what they are trying to do, is to censor
our elections.
Well, our elections plus the their own in that area as well. But they're trying to censor information and calling that freedom of speech.
Yes. Yeah, freedom of speech is when you say untrue left-wing things. That's freedom of speech. Otherwise, shut up. We'll see you in your living room in the middle of the night. Make sure you have unclean pajamas. That's where we are. And again, I don't think our side understands fully. We really need to dig into what that fine is about for Elon Musk, because this is going to spread quickly if Trump doesn't react extremely savagely to these people. And Rubio and somebody, I don't care, said J.D. Vance, whatever. But we need to react, because what they're demanding, Elon Musk is refusing to turn over the data that they need to see if he is breaking the Digital Services Act of the EU. What is that data? They specifically want campaign data, like candidates on X and what they're seeing, and they want political, like, you know, conversation data, so they can see if he's censoring what they call disinformation, which is anything conservative and also hurtful things. And if they can prove, if he turns the data over, because that's what the fine was over, their next demand is going to be, okay, you're going to have to take all that down because it doesn't comply with the Digital Services Act. So then he'll get another $120, $140 million fine for refusing to censor. Then they'll begin seizing his assets in Europe. So think, and they've already asserted the right to seize not just the assets of X in Europe, but of Tesla and the Boring Company and the other companies that he owns, his personal assets.
SpaceX,
yes. They're saying, no, we'll start seizing your assets. Well, what is the option there? Either Trump messes these people up or Elon Musk pulls out of Europe. And roughly 17% of Twitter's user base is there, or X's user base. And they're thinking 20 to 25% of the revenues come out of there. This is not how you treat an ally, what the EU is doing right now. And understand, I want to drive this one central point home. They are asserting the right not only to censor accounts on X in their own elections, but in our elections. Yeah. That's why they want the data for our elections. So they can say, well, this Republican candidate is making, you know, the people who put the transgender books in the library very angry there in Greenville, and we can't have that. So censored. But wait, I can't run for school board. I know, you can't. Good luck. Got money for mailers? No? Okay, well, you're off X now. And again, Lee, here's what I'm really afraid of, and this is what they're counting on. Elon talked really tough in Brazil and said, you know, raging about it. I'm not going to censor these poor people. All they had to do was freeze one of his $6 million accounts. It was a business account. It was an X account. And threatened to arrest two of his executives, and he caved. He censors those people now. So the idea Elon Musk will never censor us. Oh, yes, he will. He's doing it in Brazil. So I was very dismayed yesterday to hear two things. Trump was asked about this, and he said, oh, you know, I don't know about it. Elon hasn't called me. That's not good. They should absolutely be working together on this. They should have a strategy for this. Anyway, Trump said, well, you know, I'll find out more about it and I'll react. All right, well, I'm going to give him a few days. I know he's busy, but this is really important. What this is the Democrats making their move ahead of 26 and 28 to censor us. They know Elon Musk is a weak link. If Musk falls, I'm telling you, Google and Zuckerberg will be right behind him. We're not going to have free speech. You're going to have a censor in Brussels, and you think the FBI censors were bad. Wait till you see these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.